Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 99. All right. In the left corner, we've got Max. In the right corner, we've got Zeke. Round one. Fight. Let's go.
Let's go.
Fight. Let's go. Let's get it started. No, there was some conversations in chat that I wasn't paying attention to. What was going on? State your arguments.
Complaining about exhaustion, all right? And I have suffered the absolute most about exhaustion on this show. And I don't know if he's aware about that. So he's like, exhaustion. I guess I'm a pussy. I'm like, no. It made absolute sense for your character to be, you know, wanting to rest and all that stuff. But also from Berg's perspective, and Maharib, I think, also agreed. That's why they pushed on. That was not the place to rest if we could do it. You know what I mean?
And staying there longer was really dangerous. How close did you get, Berg? What's the most exhausted?
He's gotten to four.
He's ever been.
He's gotten to four before.
I'm pretty sure I've gotten to four.
Six kills you, right? Yeah. So I'm
pretty sure I've been to four.
It's pretty rough.
He was exhausted, I think, for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. Just like level two, level three exhausted.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah,
no rest. Nothing. And I had to keep going. It was absolutely the fucking worst. So I believe me, I get it. It sucks. Mm-hmm. Penis.
I mean, you guys just need to get a higher constitution and roll. Like, it's not that hard to just never.
Right. Totally. Totally. Guy.
trust me, dude. Like, it makes me, like, just frustrated as fuck to be like, I'm normal. Like, I have, like, normal stats. You have godly stats, and you're trying to push other people like they are gods themselves, and you can't do that. And then when they act like normal people, they get berated. Like, oh, you can't continue? What's wrong with you, you fucking weakling? It's like, no, I'm a normal person.
That. I didn't say weakling. I didn't say that at all.
No. You didn't say that. No. You and Berg just browbeat me until I was like, fuck it, whatever.
Like, we're tough. God,
I can say yes, we were stern with you, but I don't think either of us went like, you little pussy ass bitch boy.
Yeah, like we're high school bullies or something, just cornering you.
Hey, Maharib, get a load nice of trunk. Yonka bitch over here.
No, but for real, it got me to the. I mean, I considered several times like, why the fuck am I even with these guys? Like, they don't even care about anybody of themselves. So,
well, and I like that it's like you're getting to know them, because like it's something that Yotazo could definitely believe. You're getting to know them. It's interesting watching that develop, and then also like that thing of struggling to like recognize the shit that you care about, like that moment where you were like, how am I gonna convince, I'm gonna get through to these kids, and I was like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure you were that shitty kid. And that's like, I love moments like that where you're like, all right, I'm struggling with the tension, we gotta do something about this.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to bring up because now the other players know that, like, for you to feel like you're succeeding, it would be good to like get closer to those characters and learn, like, if they do actually care about shit, to get to see that, because I think that's important.
Yeah.
Well, Berg's motivation to keep going wasn't just because, like, hey, suck it up, nerd. It was actually really because Ramus was having a real tough time. And Berg knew that, and he knew that if it kept going south, it wasn't going to end well for Ramus or any of us, including you. That's part of the reason, too, why, like, he asked you, like, can you go? Like, can you keep going? You know, he inquired on if you were actually able to keep pushing through it. Because if you could, like, we'd be better off. From my perspective too, even as like a player and as Berg, it wasn't like Zeke and Yota are just being little bitches. It's like, can you push through? Because if you can, like, we need to. That's a whole spot to camp in.
But it was also like reinforced when those three huge dragon creatures came down, and I was like, maybe we should fucking hide and stuff, and I was just like blasted for being a fucking considering that.
Well, what was interesting about that though is that like I saw what Max was doing there, where like Berg didn't have the time or really the awareness to be like, we can't run because Ramus can't run. But that, to me, that's like what that yelling at you was about, was like, stand and fight or you're going to die. But it really, what it sounded to me like he was saying was like, I can't leave Ramus behind. Mm. Right. And he wasn't able to say that.
Right. Yeah. But then if I like bring up a third example, when Maharib and Berg were talking, and Maharib even said, like, if he tried to run away, I would make sure he wouldn't. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, fuck you.
I told you that. I told you that a long time ago. I'm trying to like live up to things that I've said prior.
Trying to evade three dragons in the sky is not fucking running away.
It's true. Yeah. Well, what I think is like Berg. The thing about Berg and Maharib is that they have these conversations that pretty much come down to like, so how big's your dick? Oh, my dick's fucking huge. How big's your dick? Oh, it's the biggest dick you ever fucking saw. Oh, really? My dick is so big. And then Yoda Zoe is like, hey guys, can we take a minute to not to talk about our dicks? And they both look at you, they're like, shut up, tiny dick. And you're like, okay guys, all right.
That's I definitely picture like Sylvester Stallone and fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger just like talking to one another when Berg and Maharib are sitting there having a conversation. So that's my mental image. Yeah.
There are a couple of meatheads, and it's hard to be like a voice of sanity among meatheads, because
look at this little dick, it's so tiny.
Well, it's not that they're meatheads, it's that they're meatheads who also want to do the leading as well. Yes. Like they want to do the smart person
Berg
stuff.
Doesn't want to lead? The fuck? Berg never wants to lead.
That's more
seriously, think about it.
It's more that It's more that Maharib's putting Berg in charge
in front. I think.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm going to go check that out. And you were like, no, that's dumb. Don't do that. I'm like, okay.
Well, because that was dumb. Don't do that.
I think Max was speaking.
Now we just don't know what it is. Now we just have no idea what's coming. That's a good way to go about things. Like, just wonder what the fuck was destroying the forest bit by bit, you know? Well,
my logic there, again, like Berg is, you know, he's a simple man, and he's not, you know, particularly super smart. But Berg knows how to survive, and if he is thinking about things like logically, we're resting. Ramus is still in the shit. We're not still at like our full potential. Let us get to our full potential before we potentially attract something that's gonna be a big shit storm to us. Yeah. That was what the logic was there for that. It wasn't like, hey, Yota, you're being stupid again. You know, it definitely wasn't that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it comes down to trust. And you didn't trust him to go and check it out and come back.
Absolutely. I did not trust him to do that. That makes sense for Berg to not trust Yota. We're not there yet. In my mind. Berg has known Yota to be a little erratic and have a lot of emotion in his behavior. So in that mind, Berg's not going to trust you to wander into the woods and potentially give away everybody else and yourself included because of that.
Yeah, I think
it would rain a shitstorm on the party. It has nothing to do with you know, like a personal grudge against Yota or you as a player. It has everything to do with, like, this makes sense for Berg to act this way.
I think it's also previous experiences for Max as a player himself. Anytime he's gone off on his own or someone else in the group has gone off on his own, it's always 100% of the time been a bad thing, and that person's either died or someone has died because of it.
God, his rogue first character, every time he would try to scout something, every time he would nearly die.
Or the best part is, as his first character, and I've oftentimes forget about this, he like wandered off and left me and Dan just to die. And was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to stay here in this bush. Just fucking
I. Yeah. So it's a little bit of post-traumatic stress for me as a player.
Max,
too.
Max sure has some trauma. Yep. Yeah, some definite trauma.
For sure.
Yeah. It's less like Zeke is being stupid and Yota is being stupid, and more like, yeah, it makes sense from multiple angles for Berg and for me as the player to discourage wandering off like that.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, though? And this thought crossed my mind. Before I said no to or tried to discourage Yota from going, I thought about, like, I'm like, all right, well, where are we? If we were in, like, a forest where you had, like, good footing and stuff like that, and not that you couldn't be found, like, you know, rolling a bad stealth roll or whatever, but we're in a fucking swamp. with like nothing but broken down stuff and water. So it's very hard in my mind to stealth in that environment because it's water, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, when you say, like, Berg didn't trust Yota to do that. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, he doesn't trust Yota enough to potentially cause, you know, a giant whatever that was to bleed, be led back to the party. He would rather just not take the risk, see what happens. And because he's so far away, if he was closer, it'd be a different story than you know, than different actions and things, trains of thought come into play. But for the scenario that it was, that still made sense to me as a player. And also to Bert.
Yeah.
Also,
I hate some. What were you going to say, Dan?
Of course.
Said, and if you ever feel passionate, like your character would want to go there, and just do it. Just have your character
tell me to
go
fuck myself.
Against Berg's wishes and just do it.
Seriously.
Your character wants to do it.
Honestly, I didn't realize until like later on that it was getting to you that much. And that's why I was like kind of trying to joke around with you and not. Like, because I've been that guy too, and that fucking sucks so much. So
well, like, what was that?
Well,
the end. Sorry, go ahead, Zeke.
I feel dismissed by most of the party. Like, I feel like I'm constantly being judged or being thought of as not a contributing member because I'm not, you know, a fucking powerful wizard who can call up spirits or a fucking like beefy barbarian who can swing a sword at anything and take a million fucking hits.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm being goddamn brushed aside. Like, I don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
The thing is, well, about two,
like, and maybe I don't, maybe like I should have learned my lesson from last time. Like, I should have rolled up some big dumb thing who can handle his fucking self in a battle. Hey, so I could, you know,
call him dumb.
Prove myself. Yeah. So I can prove that I was useful. Like,
I think you definitely
as it is now, like, there's no time for like long thought. It's don't even consider all the options in a battle. Just stand there and fight because you can take it, can't you? I can.
Yeah. I think that also, at least when it comes to fights, like Mahareep's starting to notice you and give you more free reign. Like when you stun that creature,
give you more free reign. Look at the language you're using. Give you more free reign. Like, dude, you have like it to give.
Yeah, because Mahareep's a fucking like lifelong warrior who only knows battles. So like, of course he's going to be wary of who he's fucking traveling with. If I had fucking Bilbo, the level one fighter, I'd let him die and say that he shouldn't fucking be here. Like, that's just what Bob would
that
do.
Make, like, for, how does that make for a good group then?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that
post show is a good one.
Oh, it's good.
Well, yeah. I think the thing that needs to happen is just for the characters, like, for us to write goals around, like, shoring that up, right? Of like finding a place for Yotazo and like acknowledging this like player thing, right? Because that's sort of the point of the goals, is like pushing the characters in a particular direction, getting an XP reward for it. And so it'd be cool to take this conversation that we're having now and apply some of the stuff that we're talking about to the goal setting for the live show and for like going forward, right?
Yeah,
this idea of like, and it can't just be like Zeke having a goal of like get some respect from the other guys or like prove myself. It has to be us as players all saying like, let's find a way to like resolve this or like work at this or make this something that we can address in our character during the show, right? To be like,
absolutely.
Maybe there's another way of going about things, or like Yotazo has a wisdom I don't understand. Like mine is the way of battle, but there's like more to him than that. I will like get to know what that is, right? Like this is something that when Zeke says like he feels like his character like doesn't fit in with the group, the fix is just change the way that the characters are responding to that character. And I think that's not too difficult. I think that's something we can certainly do.
You pull a Shadrick and you just fucking leave.
Don't do that.
Don't leave. I was joking.
Please don't leave.
The follow up on real quick what JP said, although he said give you more rain, which I can understand that.
Totally.
Berg is noticing that you're proving your worth The thing is, like, we haven't had a whole lot of combat, you know what I mean, where you've been able to, like, show yourself, because either the combat just didn't fit for your specific skill set, or you just rolled shit, you know what I mean, which happens. And that's the fucking worst, too. But this fight, when we talked, me and Mahari, Berg and Mahari, talking about, like, they did good, Berg was like, yep. Like, he didn't go into detail about that, but in Berg's mind, like, you impressed Berg quite a lot, because that was, like, clutch, fucking stunning the shit out of that one and bringing him down. So Berg sounds, noticed that shit. But Berg also doesn't talk a whole me, lot, so...
Yeah. It sounds to me like the response that Zeke is hoping for isn't like a pat on the head. It's more like, so I'm starting to prove my character's proving myself to you. And as a response, I'd like to be given a little bit more authority, like maybe listen to me when I suggest things, or like trust that I kind of know what I'm doing. Right. Like you said earlier on, Max, like, you know, Berg isn't there yet with Yotazo, but you can just put him there, right? You can be like, yeah, actually that Wyvern fight, and like he held his ground, and like maybe I should talk to him about that, right? And how that went, and like acknowledge that he did well.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not just about being like, hey, good job, Yotazo. It's about being like, you've shown that you're worth listening to. Like, yeah, you're not some idiot. Yeah. Like you know how hold your shit together.
I already made a mental note, like, after me and Maharib talked and stuff, like, because we were reflecting on the fight, and I was like, oh yeah, shit, he did do good. As Berg, I'm like, the next time I talk to Yota, whatever that may be, he initiates conversation, I initiate conversation. You're not going to get responded with as much of like Berg would respond to normal other people. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that one of the things is it's hard to display value to people who only value one thing. Like you guys, like Mahariv especially only values battle. He doesn't realize like, the reason why we're fucking even here is because I went to the temple and convinced those guys to let us use this shit and go.
Yeah. I know. That's true, yeah.
I think in my understanding of the characters, like, Maharib actually cares about a very similar thing to Yotazo, which is family, right? Like, Maharib sees his tribe as his family, and he's, like, out here serving them. And I think the two of you have this, like, massive overlap. It's just that Maharib, ironically, even though he's the one that's like, Berg, we use our words when we want to get what we want, like, that conversation came up. He hasn't expressed that. He hasn't talked about that.
Totally. And I also think...
That hasn't come up.
From Maharib's perspective, he definitely treats Yotazo like a little brother. Like, and that might be condescending, or that is condescending, just a little bit. But I also think that, like, there's in my mind, and I don't want to story wise, and Maharib's as a character, there's definitely reasons why I think he's treating Yotazo the way he is, and also to couple in with the fact that the conversation that we had, where you were bringing in the knight, the queen, the page, and kind of that whole thing. I think in Maharib's mind, like, he definitely wants that to happen, but not necessarily in the way that Yotazo wants it to happen. Where, like, I kind of hinted at that today, or at least said it outright, where, like, he doesn't want the same hierarchy that exists. If he's going to do this, it's going to be, like, as a straight-up king, and you're going to be an advisor, or you're going to be a king, and I'll be an advisor. Like,
what are you trying to say? It's going
to
be your way.
That was the whole, like the whole, like, potential firework analogy was, like, you have to break it from the inside.
Yeah. But then I also think, to Maharib's mind, that means political, which is everything that, like, he's against in that sense.
Yeah. And that's why I was trying to convince him, like, if you want to get shit done that big, like, bring down the heavens.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't do it alone. And Maharib's like, fucking watch me. I can do that. No problem.
Because that fits the character, because that's fucking his entire life has been watch me.
I know, like, that, but that's why there needs to be an event that takes Maharib down a fucking peg.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the tendency seems to tend to be like, when your character runs into something that could lead them to change, it's easier to just double down, to be like, no. I'm still great in the same way I was great before. Fuck you. It's you who is wrong.
Right.
But I think for Maharib, like, the tension is still coming, the big change event, because it'll be like,
oh yeah,
having to make that choice. And I think there is going to be, like, something to be said for, like, the coming stuff with Yotazo's, like, family home, and, like, with Ramus is returning to the only kind of, like, home he ever had as a child. And so there is this theme of like family that's kind of present. And I'd love to see Maharib open up about that a little bit. And we'll kind of learn that as we learn what his purpose is here, like why he wants to be where he is.
Yeah. I've been excited to get to where we're going and get more into like the Court of Swords land where you guys are able to flesh out, you know, stuff like that, because then that's where it becomes easier for Berg to learn more like actually about Yota and what he values and stuff. Cause up till now, like we've gone through some shit, but it's been hard to actually learn what Yota is about and what his motivations are. I'm excited for not just Yota too, like every character, even Berg included, because he has some shit that and baggage, you know, this is where he's from. So it's going to be interesting to see what pops up and what we learn about each individual character and how that either connects them or, you know, creates conflict or whatever.
Yeah.
In either case, you're going to have the characters grow one way or another.
Yeah. And I think to speak to what Adam said, where, you know, something's got to give, where, or the fact that Mahareep keeps, I guess I keep doubling down on his own way. I think that's still chipping away at things that Mahareep was like known to be true his entire life. So I also don't want to just be like, yeah, I'm a level 11 character and this random person is kind of changing what I'm saying. And maybe this person's right, like on a whim. I'd rather it be something that it's an evolution of the character rather than just like a drastic change
right
away.
What I think might help, and Zeke, let me know if I'm off base on this, what I think would be a good opportunity to kind of like give Yotazo slightly more like authority over like being listened to when he says like, this is what we should do. Is that you're going to a place where he used to live, right? Like saying like, you know, this place, you and Ramus like take charge and like lead us. Because I think that's a good excuse to do that. It's a good reason for the characters to kind of like turn over some of that authority.
Yeah, I would say so. That makes a lot of sense, I think.
Yeah.
Also, it doesn't make sense for Berg to lead in this area, even though he's been around. It makes sense for when you're in like the wilderness, maybe, for Berg to take the lead. And it's not even Berg taking the lead in sense of like, I control the group. It's just like he's the best at being able to see which way is the right way in a survival sense.
Survival sense, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want
when
you
it
to
comes
have
to like armed. Navigating, what'd you say, Dan?
I want you to have a lot of fun doing this. So if there's changes that any of us can make to make it more fun for you, then I would totally do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun to play a character that you feel is being bullied or bossed around or talked down to or isn't fun to play. So if that ever comes up, just we'll work to make it more fun for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like why I don't hold that shit in. I don't like hold a grudge or anything. I try and voice it at these after shows. It's tough because I don't want to sound like I'm bitching because I'm having the time of my life. I love this shit.
No, totally.
But it helps to like a pressure valve, you know. It does it so I won't explode later. Sure. I want to like ease this out during these times so you guys know like where my head's at and stuff. I guess we discussed. I want my goals and motivations to be as important as your guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the other thing.
I don't consider. go ahead, real quick.
I was going to say, I think for the most part, at least from where I'm playing as a player and where Mahareep is a character, I don't necessarily like know your goals. And so that might be also something that I like push forward as a player and as a character itself is like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like I know you want to like be here for your family and to like figure out what's going on. But aside from that, like what are your aspirations, et cetera, which might've been a better way to handle the conversation today rather than just being like, this is why I'm here. That's it. Like, I don't, whatever. Let's move on. That type of conversation, which is kind of how that went today.
I think that's a bit true. Like, that's what I was saying too. That's why I'm excited to get to where we're going to go, like location wise, because then we will be able to have a facilitation of seeing more of your goals actually be able to come to fruition because it makes sense where we're at in the story and also just actual like geographically.
Yeah.
To come forward. And that's why we'll be able to like learn more about you. Also, hopefully doesn't think of what Zeke is saying as complaining, because this is absolutely fucking important to know.
This is what makes a good D&D game a good D&D game, is where everyone's on the same page. Yeah.
Because, if you don't say anything, that goes with anything. Like, I'm the same way. If I have a problem, I will voice it. That's what I did with Shadrach. I voiced that I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I was like, you know what? I had to leave. And that's just the way it went with that group.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you can't have any progress if nobody talks, and especially this shit happens. And it gives not you, everything always fucking meshes the way you think it's gonna mesh.
Well, it gives you the ability to do more challenging stuff. Like if you just try to guess what everybody is thinking, what everybody wants, you'll fuck it up a bunch. But if we're able to sit down and talk about it and be like, okay, think about for the next time, like I'm kind of having this struggle, like maybe you could help me with that through your character. Like it gives you the room to do something more interesting. So it's something that I absolutely like when people ask about how to improve their D&D game, it's like, give everybody space to like have a conversation as people, right? It's like players in the same game. Like don't try to resolve everything in character, 'cause that gets all like confusing and stuff. Like treat your characters like roles that you're playing, and then take a step back from them and be like, so are we having fun? What are we thinking? How are we feeling about this stuff? And then don't worry about like changing how you play your character.
Yeah.
Because it's more important that you all get to participate and have fun than it is to like.
And I also sincerely hope like you and the viewers totally don't think that I'm just arguing, you know, my points to win an argument. It's absolutely just trying to show like my logic for what I did. Whether I'm right or wrong, that's up to be, you know, interpreted by everybody else and whatever. But at the very least, I'm just going to speak to why I did something. So that way, you know, it wasn't just like a fuck your idea, Zeke. That sucks.
Well, and
I think it speaks to the cohesiveness of this particular group of human beings playing this game that I feel like comfortable, you know, I'm grateful that I feel that I'm in a group that's comfortable enough that I can like voice those opinions and no one like holds any animosity.
Yeah.
I think it can be challenging because a lot of the time people respond to criticism with like, well, that's what my character would do, without also acknowledging, but I could change that. I could change what my character would do. Like my character could change and then we could both have more fun because I would get to play a different version or like change the way my character is thinking or acting, or like, here's some stuff that we could do together to move it to a place where my character is acting like differently. That would be fun for you. So like that willingness to sort of see your character as like 90% yours, but 10% belonging to like the group at large. I think that's a really healthy way of approaching it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, 99 episodes.
That
down.
Said, let's do that idea that we said though in the chat to have the KY wrestling pit. Me and Zeke will just deal with it there.
No, we've got a we have a special like corner/couch area. We'll just remove the couch and put in like a jello pit, and we'll just put some cameras on it and see what happens.
All I'm saying is, like, if we're talking UFC odds, like, if it stays on its feet, I'm betting on you. But if we go down to the ground, I got you.
We'll fly in, like, Joe Rogan and all them to commentate as well. We got some money.
It's time! It's
the back room of studio roleplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. The secret back room.
And then Dan just stand outside being a ref, like, Max is like beating my face in. I'm not moving. And Dan's like, what?
Get off him.
Yeah.
Al.
Yeah.
I could totally see Dan in a referee outfit, like the black and white checkered. That would look.
Yep.
That's a perfect image for Dan.
Can I be the woman in the evening gown that walks back and forth with the rounds sign? Can I be that?
That's going to be Scott. We already saw him trying to take his shirt off earlier, so he's really.
Shit! I don't want to take. I don't want to take his job.
Don't take it from
Never
him.
Never mind. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Call it off.
All right, that's it. We're gonna get out of here. We will be doing another one of these after episode 100 on Saturday. So look forward to that as a patron, and then me and Adam are gonna sit down after the show, as well as during the show, and record some stuff for some upcoming changes to Patreon itself. So if you have some questions or concerns or anything like that, check back sometime next week, probably next Monday or Tuesday, and we'll be kind of going over some new things that we've got planned for 2019. And then the show should continue next Tuesday with episode. Man, this is going to be a lot of D&D. It's going to be like 16 hours worth in 7 days. That's good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then we can take a week off for Kingdom Hearts 3. So everyone wins. It's good. It's the greatest thing. Everyone's happy. It's going to be great. All right. We're out of here. Thanks so much for your support. And we'll see you guys on Saturday for episode 100.
Bye, everybody.